Sports here at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park. This is the most late models I've seen at Charlotte County Motorsports Park in almost 15 to 18 years. Big field of late models here today. Starting up front on the pole, going to be the number 12 of Mike Franklin. Outside of him, the 10 of Steve Dewar. Second row on the inside, going to be the number 46 T of Spencer Taylor. Outside of him, going to be the 98 W of Wayne Morris. Third row inside, going to be the number 48 of Johnny K. Outside of him, going to be the number 54 of Kevin Ingram. Fifth row back on the inside, going to be the number 59 of Dustin Dunn. Outside of him, going to be the 100 of Dean Ferrier. Sixth row back on the inside, going to be the number 11 of David Weaver. Outside of him, the 40 of Jeremy Goddard. Seventh row on the inside, going to be the number 27M of Phil Morrison. Outside of him, the number 19 of Kevin Macy. Eighth row back on the inside, the 100F of Adam Ferry. And outside of him, the number 29 of Mike Hovis. Ninth row back on the inside, going to be the number 93 of Jeff Firestein. And outside of him, going to be the number 16 of Eddie King. Tenth row back on the inside, the number 4 of Randy Fox. And outside of him, the 27 of Phil Morris. 11th row inside, the number 98 of Chris Turner. And outside of him, the 62 of Buzz Martin. Row 12 on the inside, the 127 of K-Row Vaughn, and outside of him, the number 43 of Travis McCoy. 13th row, on the inside, going to be the number 82 of Danny Maddox, and outside of him, going to be the number 5 of Robert Regula. 14th row back on the inside, going to be the number 8 of Bobby Shelton. Outside of Bobby, the number 21, just barely making it in there, Chris Krubb. And bringing up the rear is going to be the number 36 of Gary Padula and the 86 of Ross Padula.
All right, Rick, the lineup is set. We are ready to go. All 30 cars that are running will wind up in the event as the promoter decides to add the two provisionals at his disposal, I guess, seeing how he runs the track and owns it. He can do what he wants. But the 86 and the 36 both got a little bit of structural damage, but they're out there along with the 21. And those guys all are battling hard, Chris Grubb and the rest of them, in that last chance race. But let's go racing. It's the Brian Davidson Memorial. That's what it's all about. So
these guys, it won't be long before those leaders catch the tail end.
Getting everybody up
field
on their feet here. We're going to get a big wave at everybody. We'll help them out up here in the window as we wave real big. All the drivers starting to wave back. Their hands are out of the cars. Most of them reaching up over the driver's side roof, putting their hand up and giving a big wave. Some of them waving inside the car with their right hand as they give a big wave to the fans, all up on their feet, waving their hats, their banners, anything they got. And awesome sight.
Mike Franklin Jr., Steve Dorr on the front row as we get ready to get underway in the Brian Davidson Memorial 150.
He's going up the stands in a blue shirt. The Superman himself, Danny Anderson.
Danny Anderson down there in turn number one.
All right.
The field shown the one to go sign.
Our first opportunity to go live, gentlemen, in 2007, and we are looking forward to it as Rick and I try to bring you the coverage turn by turn, lap by lap. We got 150 laps to do. It is already 3:30. White flag is up. Next time by, we'll go green flag racing.
Once again, we want to thank everybody that's out there joining us today for the Brian Davidson Memorial on the Internet. All right, Pace Truck pulls in. Let's see if Franklin will stay side-by-side with Dorr. He's close as they come out of turn number four. The green flag away. They're side-by-side as they cross the stripe down into turn number one.
Good start down into turn number one. Franklin slides up. They make a little contact in the middle of the turn. Franklin will drive away out of turn number two. And Dorr will stick the nose right underneath the back of him. Then here on the outside, here, look at that 98 coming after him. Wayne Morris trying to do the job on the high side, and he'll drive the high line right through one and two for the second lap.
46 of Spencer Taylor will stay right there in that third position as the 98 of Big Wayne Morris battles him side by side on the outside. The number 48 machine of Johnny K now getting a little crossed up as they come out of turn number four, and the 127 of K-Row Vaughn spins coming out of four. He's in the infield, out of the way, gets it fired back up. Green flag stays on the speedway.
Yeah, he'll go a lap down after that one, and they'll settle in. Wayne Morris drops into the fourth spot as the eight of Shelton leaves the track. He just pulled off down in turn number one. So that'll leave Franklin out front. Second is the 10 of Dorr. Then comes the 46 of Taylor and the 98 of Wayne Morris. Rounding out the top five is that 48 machine of Johnny K.
The 46 of Doug Moff now looking on the inside of the number 19 machine as he battles up into the top 10. Up front, the number 12 of Hollywood Mike Franklin now catches the 127 of K-Ro Vaughn. We got caution on the speedway in turn number three.
Yeah, we got them turned around down there. We got them all over the place as they're starting to really mix it up. That is the 98 of Chris Turner further back in the field there. And he got tangled up with what appeared to be the 16 machine of Eddie King in turn number three. They brought out the caution, drove away quickly, but still it'll be a little bit of a jog getting everybody lined up correctly, and I believe we'll count the yellows till we get down to those last 10, so we'll see if that is the case.
So Mike Franklin is your leader. Steve Dorr in the second spot. In the 46 machine, it's Spencer Taylor. Behind Taylor, the 98, a big Wayne Morris. The 48, Johnny Kay. In the number 19, it's Kevin Macy. Behind Macy in the 46, Doug Moff. The 54, Kevin Ingram. In the 100, Dean Farrow. The 59 is Dustin Dunn. In the 40 machine, Jeremy Goddard. The 19, Steve Arnold. The 27 is Kyle Maynard. The 29, Mike Hovis. In the 11 car, David Weaver. The 100 machine is Adam Farrell. In the 93, Jeff Firestein, Randy Fox. In the 4, the 98 is Chris Turner.
I want to say thank you to Dayton Andrews Dodge for helping get us here, along with our friend C.J. Carberry out of the Evergreen Development and Construction Company. They are taking care of business and helping us, and we'll be looking forward to adding some new names to that sponsor list for Short Track America in the near future through the 2007 kickoff to the season. Right now, though, it is Charlotte County Motorsports Park's day to shine, and they are doing that, and it has been an awesome, awesome day. Rick, I believe that since we talked before the late models last chance race, we have had even more people file in and pack in the stands.
There's no doubt about it, Bill. This place is on fire today, man. They're wall to wall from the corner of the pits in turn number three, wrapped all the way around down into one. The grandstands are full, and then all the way around the pit section, it's just wall-to-wall people.
People, everybody right up against the fence or on top of their hauler if they can get there, trying to watch what's going on the track. But it's an awesome, awesome day, and it's a Sunday. A lot of people always shy away from Sundays because people are going to church and spending their day of rest. But once the churchgoers have gotten out, they've come in force after they've gotten home, changed the clothes, and come on out to see what's going on at CCMP.
All right, 10 laps in. The officials still trying to get this all sorted out on the speedway. As we get ready to get back to green flag racing here at Charlotte County Motorsports Park. Once again, Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m., listen to Real Racing USA right here on the Short Track America Network. All the newsmakers and shakers in racing right there on Real Racing USA.
All right. Looks like we're just about, I think we got them lined up again, and we're still counting laps. Yeah, we're up to lap 9, so we're clicking them off. This will be lap 10 as they roll by this time. So we'll be 140 laps from pay dirt. Keeping an eye on things happening.
They're keeping Bud, the head flagman, busy. That's about the sixth time I've seen him come out of that flag stand today. It's a little warm up here, but I don't think it's as warm as it is out there, Bill.
I think Buzz is the assistant flagman at this point.
Okay. Assistant.
He's assistant.
He's the
pretty
one
well.
Coming out of the flag stand. So
that's right.
As we get ready to go back to green flag racing, they'll show him the one to go sign. And the green flag waves. We're underway.
Oh, somebody trying to get a little jump back here in the back of the pack. I see the 27 jump out of the line. He'll be alongside the 40 as they come off turn four.
Top five cars nose to tail as they come out of turn number two and head down in the three. Mike Franklin Jr. leads them out of turn number four as we got action over in turn number two. A lot of cars scattering, but everybody stays gone. Green flag stays on the speedway as Franklin comes out of turn number two.
He's going to catch these guys rather quickly if they keep that up. Eddie King back there with the 21 of Grubb, the 27, the 127, and the 36 trying to all stay ahead of that leader as he rolls out of turn two.
Mike Franklin Jr. year later now as the 48 machine of Johnny K trying to get on the inside of the 98 of Big Wayne Morris. Behind them, it's the 46 of Doug Moff, the 54 of Kevin Ingram.
Everybody staying single file except for one. We got the 40, or the, excuse me, the 19 outside. He was got run by the 100 of Fair, and now the 59 and the 40 going to get by. No, the 40 touches him. He's going to go around turn four, eat up the infield, and that will bring a lot of smoke and dust into the cockpit and bring out the yellow flag.
So Jeremy Goddard trying to make the move on the inside, makes contact, loses control, and loops it down there in turn number four. It'll bring out the second caution flag since we've taken the green on this race.
Well, lots of people trying to make a move towards the front. They want to start steady and keep picking them off one at a time. Others up front trying to hold their line, hold their frame of mind, and hang on to some tire. So when they get down near the end, they can really battle for it.
You know, Bill, that's going to be the issue today because it's hot out there. The track's going to get greasy. Tires are definitely going to come into play in this race. 150 laps. Long time to go for these guys.
Not only that, the cloud cover, not very much today as they thought it would be a little more. We're supposed to be around 82, and I believe we've already reached 85 degrees, and that's pretty warm for a January even down here in Florida. So we'll see if it continues to wreak havoc on the cars and their handling throughout this one. That's usually what goes away is somebody has a problem. They're pretty content with what they got, and then suddenly they stand on the gas and it spins out on them, and they don't even realize it's happening until it's almost halfway done.
Bill, this is the first race of the 2007 season for us. We're planning on covering some races from East Bay Raceway Park. Of course, North Florida Motor Speedway, New Smyrna Speedway, maybe a couple more. So we're going to be traveling here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, and all that traveling and all that work, I'm going to have to find me a place to sit down every once in a while.
Bill found a stool.
Yeah.
Way to go, Bill.
That's bad knees, I got to say. Anyway, I can see them just as easy from down here as I can standing
up
there.
They got couches up here, but they're too far away from the window.
Well, not only that, we'd have to get them up in the air some, man. But that would be awesome if we had a little...
Henry brought
me
a stool.
Yeah, you better get another cushion.
Oh, that looks really good.
That looks...
Thanks, Henry.
That looks dangerous. You're going to have to work in the cheeks.
I'm in the cheap seat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you should be here. That's all I can tell you. If you're having to listen to us on the World Wide Web and you're not in the state of Florida, we appreciate you taking time to tune in. We hope you'll get a hold of your neighbors and friends and let them know about Short Track America and what we do here. Try to bring you some great racing action from some of the venues throughout the South. We've got some guys going to help us out at some of the tracks up in the Carolinas, and we'll also be getting a chance to touch base with a lot of tracks in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, maybe even get out into Texas as we talk to our good friend Rick Day and what he's doing with the traveling series in the Texas and San Antonio area. Hey, you know what I got for Christmas? I got a Sirius radio.
A Sirius one?
Sirius radio. It is a Sirius radio if you hear it. Channel 128, NASCAR 24 hours.
There you go, man.
Awesome, awesome situation. I've called in, talked to them already a couple times about things happening and what their subjects are. They were talking about the younger racers the other day, of course. I wanted to chime in on that one. But racetracks going away, I kind of threw that at them the other day, and they were just kind of like, well, it's like the same old story. They can't really come up with a routine of how we can save them.
Their racetracks aren't going away.
Yeah, because the property's getting so expensive. But, well, Charlotte County wouldn't be having a problem if they could put 100,000 people around it and do it once a year for, you know what I'm saying. So it's one of those deals.
The cows graze off in the distance.
Yeah, the cows graze. Awesome. You can see the interstate. The interstate can see you if they know where to look. As they're driving by exit 161, Jones Loop Road, it's pretty nice down here. Nice access to the interstate, easy to get on and off, lots of places to stay. You're only, I guess, you're about 8 miles north of Fort Myers, for crying out loud. So it's got to be a mecca for Fort Myers people to come up and watch some racing. I'm sure they come out of Naples, and they come down, of course, from around the Bradenton, Sarasota area.
All right, the field giving the one to go sign. Mike Franklin Jr., Steve Dorr. In the 46, it's Spencer Taylor as we get ready to go back to green flag racing. 19 laps in the books in this 150 lap Brian Davidson Memorial.
Green flag's up. Down into turn one they go. It's got the 12 always doing his thing to stay out front. Door right on the back bumper of Mike Franklin Jr. as they roll down the backstretch. Then comes the 46 of the young Spencer Taylor, the young man doing such a great job in the late model class. Right behind him, one of the old heads, Wayne Morris. Wayne Morris has done it all and raced it all in Central Florida. Rounding out the top five would be the 48 of Kay, and they are working down the backstretch. Kay taking a peek on the inside now to Morris.
46 of Doug Mom closes in right on the back bumper of Johnny Kay as he has to back off. Morris able to slam the door and hold that position. Behind Mom, it's the 54 of Kevin Ingram. Up front, the 12 of Hollywood Mike Franklin now getting a little distance between himself and the 10 of Steve Dorr with the 46 of Spencer Taylor riding right on the back bumper of Dorr.
Well, now we're starting to see some body damage show up real bad on the 40 machine as the 40 gets turned to... Got the side ripped out of it as he's running in the back of the pack. Jeremy Goddard having some trouble with that 40 machine as it's laid wide open.
The body about ready to come off on the 40 machine of Jeremy Goddard as he'll run out of turn number four. Up front, the 12 of Mike Franklin Jr. now starting to close in on the tail end of the field as we'll have the blue and yellow flag coming out for them. Let him get by.
Yeah, watching the front, but then trying to watch the back. Got a lot of action back here. Randy Fox still trying to work his way towards the front. 93 of Firestein doing the job, and now the 40 got the word. Oh, we got one coming apart. 62 up in smoke as he comes off turn two. He'll go for the infield.
Buzz Martin in the 62. And Buzz Martin needs a motor over in turn number four.
Looks like it because something happened. If it ain't, yeah, it looks like white smoke. It ain't collecting on the ground, so it ain't water. And he'd really like to take it right onto the pits, I think, but he can't see good, and he's not sure where everybody's at. So he comes to a stop in the infield.
Well, it happens so fast here at Charlotte Motor Sports Park that when the caution flag came out, 48 of Johnny Kay got on the binders. The 46 of Doug Moff slammed right into the tail end of him. So you see damage on the front of Moff's car. Not sure what that's going to cause later on in this race.
Yeah, it depends on which way you're looking in the corner, where it happens in front of you. If you see it quick enough and hit the brakes, the guy behind you doesn't see it. Bingo, we got rubbing his racing bumper to bumper.
The 12 of Mike Franklin Jr. is led from the drop of the green flag. Steve Dorr in the second spot. Spencer Taylor is third. And Doug Moff. Moff coming around. Looks like he might take that car into the pits, get it checked out.
I tell you what, yeah, he is. He's passing the... pace truck almost trying to head for the infield, so he'll go. Well, no, he's staying out. Maybe he's just going to the back stretch and gonna stop somewhere. 40 went in, got some sheet metal ripped off or fiberglass ripped
and
off.
And Moff will take it into
Moff's
the pits.
Moff's taking it into the pits in turn two, and then he's trying to still watch the 40. He's gotten the side ripped off of it, I guess, coming back down the back stretch, so he'll get back in the back tail end of the lead lap.
And Doug Moff hits his pit stall. His pit crew all over that machine now as they try to pull out on the front end. The 40 of Jeremy Goddard, he'll come back out onto the speedway. A lot of attention being given to the 46 of Doug Moff.
62 may get a push into the pits, or what's going to happen there? They're trying to push him forward, I think, to put down some speedy drive and see if they can't get him taken care of. So I'm watching the safety crews running for their vehicle also, so they may be going to be making some moves here to get him off the infield and or take care of the situation up in turns one and two as they've got some fluid on the track down in bottom of turn two. 62 cranks it up. He'll fire it up, drive it into the grass.
That's some ugly fluid looking under that thing to be firing that car up.
I wouldn't think the transmission would come out of one of those, but I guess it could. But it was just a whole lot of smoke, and now there's a whole lot of
Some of these cars are set up for the ASA. The ASA running the automatic transmissions now, so that could be it.
Yeah.
Finishing up behind the third spot, Spencer Taylor. Then it's Wayne Morris, Johnny Kay, Kevin Ingram. Then the 100% car is Adam Farrell or Dean Farrell.
Yeah, that's Dean in the 100, and the Adam has got the 100F, which is that one.
And then in the 59, it's Dustin Dunn. In the 19 machine, it's Kevin Macy. Then the 19 is Steve Arnold. The 29, Mike Hovis. In the 27, Kyle Maynard. The number 11 is David Weaver. And then it's Adam Farrell, Randy Fox, Chris Turner, Jeff Firestein, and a 43, Travis McCoy. The number 5 is Robert Regulia. Eddie King in the 16, Cairo Vaughn in the 127. In the 27, it is Philip Morrison?
That one.
Yeah. No, not that one. Phil Morrison.
27M.
Yeah, 27M. 82.
That's
27. No, that's Phil Morrison. He was in the last chance race. Danny Maddox and Bobby Shelton is off the track. Chris Grubbs is still on the speedway. So that is your field right now. With 29 laps into this 150 lap, Brian Davidson Memorial 150 and 46 of Doug Moffitt rejoined the field, but he goes back into the pits. I got a feeling that car may have some overheating problems.
All right, Ducky Rickson, stack them up. Watch this accordion back in the backstretch, turn three.
Green flag waves. We're back underway as it's Mike Franklin Jr. leading the way with Steve Doerr right on his back bumper as they come out of turn number two.
Yeah, they were really checking up turn three. We got some outside, some inside, but it's everybody's single file down into turn three the second time through. Except for the 5 and 127. They get together. 5 trying to turn it around, but he hangs on to it. 127 will get the drive on the outside and hang on to that spot, although I believe he's a lap down from his earlier spin.
So the top five still pretty much the same as when they took the green flag. The racing is behind the fifth position now as Farrell is trying to hold off the number 59 of Dustin Dunn. Now the 48 of Johnny Kay is starting to work on the 98 of Wayne Morris with the 54 of Kevin Ingram right there.
Wayne Morris trying to hold tough in that fourth spot. He's trying to keep a nice steady pace and sit and ride for a little bit because a lot of laps to go as we're only passing through 33 this time by. So still plenty of laps left in this one. And he is trying to ride for a while. And now the 48 keeps bumping on, knocking on the back door.
Johnny Kay really working hard on the 98 of Wayne Morris. Morris has won here earlier in the, well, last year he had a win here at Charlotte County in that car.
All right, Franklin out front showing the way. Still some scrambling behind him, though. There goes the 59 of Dustin Dunn inside the 100 of Ferrer. As they go down into turn number three, Ferrer going to back off. That's going to really stack him up behind him, and we'll see some more racing off the corner from there.
Steve Arnold working on the other number 19 machine of Kevin Macy for position as they look on the inside of the 100 of Farrell. Up front, top six cars nose to tail as they come out of turn number four and they cross the stripe.
Trying to watch. Nobody's brakes starting to glow or anything yet. So it looks like everybody so far so good. Checking through the field. There's 10, 11, 12, 13. There goes Randy Fox into 13th position.
Fox on the inside of the number 11 now. He'll move into 13th, trying to follow him through the number 98 of Chris Turner. Up front, the 46 of Spencer Taylor now looks like he's trying to set up the number 10 of Steve Doerr for that second position.
Off the pace, 43, real slow off the back stretch. He'll get even slower as it looks like we may be starting to see some problems crop up on that machine.
43 is Travis McCoy, and he is real slow over in turn number four. Waves out the driver's side window now as he'll try and head to the pits, and he'll make that hard right turn into the pits. Ooh, and the number 100 of Farrell getting a little bit sideways, coming out of turn number four, gathers it back up, keeps it underway.
That was the 100F, really doing the dance out of turn four. But meanwhile, back up front, they're still battling hard. And the 54 giving the old move over, go by to the 59 of Dustin Dunn. Down the back stretch, they'll be side by side. But that was the 54 of Kevin Ingram giving the big wave out the window.
I believe that wave was for the 21 up front, Bill. Ingram is on the lead lap, so he wouldn't be getting the move over flag just quite yet.
No, he was given the 54, was waving out the window to the 59 to go by.
Sorry about that. I saw the move over flag up there.
No, he's I'm talking about them racing. Now the 21 gets tied up. He slowed down. 21 way off the pace.
21 goes a lap down now as Mike Franklin Jr. takes him out of turn number four. That's Chris Grubbs in the 21. He was at the tail of the field. That's
gotcha.
That's where I made the mistake with the move over flag.
So Mike Franklin Jr. way out in front, 21 just got off the gas to get out of the way. And now Randy Fox just stuck the nose underneath the 27 of Morrison, I believe it is, isn't it?
No, the 27, that's the other 27 there.
That's the 27M.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, and we got them all crashing over there in turn number four. We got the 27 of Morrison, the 127
and the 40
and
back
the 40
in
of Jeremy Goddard, all getting together over there in turn number four. Just to think, we're starting to get boring.
Yeah, as if they needed to get more damage. That gets us through lap number 45 coming up. Working lap 45, and we have rearranged some more cars, but it looks like it's the three of them drove away.
That was Kyle Maynard in the
27 into the pits, the white 27.
So that's Phil Morrison in the pits. The other 27 is Kyle Maynard.
Maynard, the one that was getting rooted up by Fox there a minute ago. But he managed to hold the position as they'll get him back in line and ready for the restart.
Our flagman's got the black flag in hand. Not sure who that's going to be for.
I think I kicked the bucket, didn't I?
You kicked the bucket?
Yeah, a little small bucket with water in it.
That's my water bill. All right, Mike Franklin Jr. has led from the drop of the green flag. Looks like he's got his practice in order and has got this track figured out as he has led all 46 laps in this 150-lap Brian Davidson Memorial Race. Behind him, it's Steve Dorr in the second spot. Third is Wayne Morris. Spencer Taylor in the 46 is your fourth-place car. And rounding out the top five, the 48 of Johnny Kay.
All right, Rick, we got to start we got to redirect some of the air conditioning, man.
There's air conditioning in here?
We're set up here in a greenhouse effect. It's sweating our
kind of feels like
lips
a driver,
off. Yeah. God, I'm losing more weight than Wayne Morris. Oh, I didn't say that, Wayne.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, look, he took his hand out of the car and waved at me. See, he heard
yeah,
me.
He said, hi, Bill.
He knows I love him.
He just didn't use all five fingers.
Great bunch of racers actually come out of Mulberry, Florida. Sammy Morrow's out of Mulberry, Florida. Spooky Whittle, Mulberry, Florida.
Your dad?
Yeah, Bill Green was out of Mulberry, Florida. I wouldn't call him a great racer. He never won much of nothing except he got one qualifying fast time at New Smyrna Speedway. It was his big claim to fame. So he enjoyed that.
That's a pretty good track to get fast qualifying.
He spent 11 laps on fire going around trying to let it blow out. He said he looked over the back at it and behind him, and the tank had the cap had vibrated loose, fuel spilled out, and the cap was metal, and it sparked, and it lit it on fire.
Oh, man.
And so he's driving, looking at this thing, going, well, if I stop, it's all probably going to explode, and I won't have time to get out of here. So he just kept the hammer down. They were throwing the red flag, everything. He just kept going at Golden Gate Speedway.
I'm not going to stop.
And it finally blew out. Then he rolled to the infield, and they cussed at him, and he said, hey, I just want to make sure we all lived.
Well, the 98 of Wayne Morris, the reason he's got his hand out the window, he's kind of wondering how the 46 of Spencer Taylor got around him for that third spot when the caution flag came out, so we should revert back to that last lap. But
he may have got him just before, as they scored the last lap or something. And caution came out for that tangle in turn number four, so I'm not sure. We'll wait and see what they call, because I'm sure they'll run through it a couple of times for him. Lots of people, lots of Pepsi, lots of water in the stands today as it's gotten into the 85 range, probably closing in on 86 or something. Wind's still blowing pretty good. Mike's keeping a nice breeze out there, I guess, helping keep people a little cooler. Probably where we should be. We need longer cables. We could be outside, huh? Hanging out, watching the breeze blow.
I'm going to stand over here by this vent.
Yeah, that's it. You got to get by the vent and get out of the sun for a minute. We'll tangle, we'll tie Jack up.
Here, Jack, oh, talk
sure
a little bit.
I was just telling Bill, it's actually a little warm in here, but, you know, it's a lot warmer outside.
The breeze blowing would be nice, though.
It's downright almost tough summertime hot.
Jack, what can we see coming up on Short Track America here in the next few months? We got all kinds of plans I know we're working on. What's starting to come together and what's still on the back burner and working?
I was talking to Mike Peters, the owner of Ocala Speedway today, and he and Don Critty from Citrus County Speedway.
Yeah.
Up in Inverness, Florida. They want to come down and talk to us either this week or the next week and spend some time with some of their people. They want to talk about their efforts that they're doing to cooperate with each other because those two tracks are pretty close.
That's good. We little baby steps at first. We got two working here, we got two working there. we'll just keep on working until we get them all working together, at least working in the same. If we just get them all headed in the same direction,
yeah.
Even if they're not talking to each other, yeah. We can at least get them headed in the same direction. We feel better about it.
Yeah, well,
and
it's fan,
not, and I don't want to say Short Track America or Karnak.com has done any of it, but we've tried our dangdest to be influential and help get people thinking in the right direction.
Well, there's a lot of people and a lot of forces pushing in the same direction, and you know, and it's good for everybody in the long run. It's
right.
Good business.
We're ready to go back racing, so. Here we go. Mike Franklin still bringing him down the backstretch door in the second spot. Taylor third now. Morris is fourth, and the 48 of K is still fifth. They're starting to accordion up on the backstretch, getting them out of turn number four. Green flag goes. Everybody giving a little wiggle as they stand on the gas, and we're back to racing. 49 laps in the books. Working lap 50, one-third of the way through this one. As we go down the backstretch, now the 54 going to assert his paralysis and drive back around the 59 into the turn. And that would be the, well, 59 fell a couple of spots as the 100 got by him. So the 59, Dustin Dunn, maybe having a little trouble on that restart, losing some momentum. And he's going to let the 54 machine of Kevin Ingram and the 100 of Dean Farrow get by. And take over those two spots. He'll fall all the way back to, I believe, eighth. As they roll out of turn number four, everybody's still single file except for the 93 of Firesteen. He's inside the 11 of David Weaver, and they're battling side by side for about the 13th spot, I believe. Make that 15th spot. Meanwhile, laps still clicking off for those up front, but they are bumper to bumper from door on back. Mike Franklin Jr. starting to drive away off the corners. He's starting to get a good push down the straights, and he will get about five car lengths going into turns one and two, and then down the backstretch, we'll see if anybody can start to reel him in.
You think Dorr's holding up the field a little bit, or is he just conserving himself here?
Yeah, if he's not holding him up a little... If he's not holding them up a little bit, he's at least doing something to make them think he is. It may be just that Franklin's driving away. So Franklin showing the way.
You know, Bill, at this track, it's these cars back there fighting just as hard for the 18th spot as they are for the second and third spots, you know.
Oh, yeah, and they are doing it bumper to bumper. Bang, bang. There we go. The 19 playing pinball between the 100 of Ferraro and the black 19 machine. We've got two 19s, of course, on the track. It makes it confusing. Kevin McKay in one, and the other one, I believe, is the...
Steve Arnold?
Yeah, Steve Arnold's 19.
It's Steve Arnold at Fort Myers, Florida, I believe, Cape Coral, Florida.
He's in the black one, I believe. So they're still trying to work under. Now they've gotten rooted up underneath the 100 of Ferraro, and it's going to be a long line of cars going by if he can't figure out a place to get back down to the bottom. As he's gotten hung up on the outside, and here comes the two 19s are gone by. Here comes the 29 getting by, Mike Hovis. That'll open the door for Randy Fox in the 4. Here comes the 98 machine of Chris Turner. And we've got the 27 of Philip Morrison lined up, the 27M, as he starts to make the move.
And those are all veteran, long-time racers here at Charlotte County Speedway.
100 gets hung up on the outside. Now we got 19 versus 19. The white on the outside, the black on the inside. They'll come out of turn four, head down into turn number one, and the advantage is going to go to the black 19 out of Fort Myers, I believe, and that would be Steve Arnold getting the advantage, and he will take over that spot.
There's
lap traffic in the way. It's going to shove everybody in third, fourth, and fifth back just a little bit as they have to dodge the 21 machine of Chris Grubb, and Chris will be down about three laps now, if not four, and we'll watch him throughout the rest of this one as the 19 still hung up high is the 19 of Kevin McKay. He's still trying to figure out how to get back down to the bottom, and here comes the 27 of, now that's the 27M of Morrison, Philip Morrison getting by, and Firestein gets by in the 93. Now the 11 starting to assert himself on the 100 back there. They're racing for about, we got trouble. Turn number one as lap traffic manages to get tangled up with the leader. And I believe that's the leader sitting looking at the fence on the outside, or did I miss him? No, that's not the leader. Okay, that's that would be, I can't see for the sun the way it's hitting the car, but that looks like it's a 16 of Eddie King, or is that the, yes, it is. No, it's the 19. That's the 19 of Steve Arnold, who was making the move, coming up on the lap traffic, went to make the move to the inside of the lap traffic because he'd gotten up out of the corner in turn four, and the lap traffic decided it needed to go back down to the bottom and cut across the nose and took it off of him. And that pretty much hampers his chances to finish real well in this one, unfortunately.
You know, Bill, here at Charlotte County Motorsports Park, as the car at this time of year particularly is late afternoon sun, these guys are going down the front straight. The later it gets, the more blinding it's going to get.
Yep, it's going to be tough on them, but shouldn't be too bad. We're already 66 laps into this 150-lap event, so we're coming up on halfway in just nine more laps. So shouldn't be too awful bad at this point, but we'll see how long they stretch it out and take to get there. Doesn't look like too much track work got to go on, but that'll give me the opportunity to remind you of Dayton Andrews Dodge taking care of us, as well as the fine folks at Evergreen Construction. And that is Evergreen Development and Construction Company out of Tampa, Florida. They're the land clearing guys you need to call. Whether you want the hedge out of the backyard or you want to, actually, they wouldn't do that. They tend to do more corporate stuff, but they're doing an awesome job, and we appreciate their help for 2007.
You know, you were talking about what we have coming up on Short Track America. We're going to be having some World of Outlaws, several teams from World of Outlaws sprint cars coming up here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to do some live stuff at East Bay. We figure out the dates. I'm not sure if we got the dates.
I think we got a couple of Tuesdays. There's a Tuesday during the 410s and a Tuesday during the late models. And we may do only one of those, although we'll probably have a lot of interjection from the other. And if we do the Tuesday during the 410s, we'll get some of the late model guys hopefully to talk to us about the following week coming up. And then we'll turn around and get ourselves an opportunity to call some races, hopefully, during the late model nationals. And waiting to see if I caught Franklin waving out the window at the flag.
Not sure what that was all about.
He's trying to point at the ground, something to dirt. I think dirt got up on the track right there at turn one is what he's pointing at.
Got dirt in the corner, turn one. Dirt up on the track at turn one is what he's pointing at.
So Franklin trying to get them their attention to the dirt down there in turn number one.
Sand and stuff got thrown up on the track a little bit right where the rumble strips start. You can see it spread up there just a touch. So he's worried about somebody slipping, I guess.
So Franklin's still pointing out the window. Franklin is your leader. He's led from the drop of the green flag. Door in the second spot. Spencer Taylor third. Wayne Morris is fourth. And Johnny Kay, your fifth place car. Nice breeze blowing out there right now, Bill.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I'd like for us to, if we could stick these to the wall, we'd go sit out here in the back row or something. It's a wind. A bunch of people. It's still a bunch of people.
69 laps into this 150 lap.
I hope a lot of them now the people here at the track can't hear us, but hopefully they'll go back and listen to it later. But
we're going to archive this?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that some of these folks, though, will hang on and watch some of these other classes that run here, like the Junkyard Dogs. Well, that was the time ran out on the holder. It was designed to get out of the way.
All right, broom crew finally making its way over there into turn number one.
Take a look at it and see what's
going on. Take a look and see what's going on over there as they get cleanup underway. Nobody listens to you.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Franklin and Dorr having a little bit of words over there on the back stretch.
Ah, there we go. Look at that. Look at all that dirt going back.
Now they found it.
All that dirt going back.
Jack making his way back down there with the camera in hand.
Hey, we ordered some Short Track America Real Racing USA bumper stickers.
All right.
Hopefully we get some of those out there in the hands. Also got to get you and Jack some business cards like I got a hold of for cheap rate.
Yeah, those are really nice. There's Danny Anderson.
And the crew.
Finished second in the points in the DeSoto Trucks last night.
I handed out a bunch of money last night, Bill.
Imagine that. John, pretty good about keeping that fund well supplied, man, and giving away a lot
of
cash.
All right, here we go. Franklin on the gas, the green old wave. They're back underway. 69
got guys,
laps in.
Got guys still coming out of turn two. Green flags waving, and they're we're keeping up tight enough formation, so they're going to wind up back a little bit more. Challenge for the top five as the 48 of K getting the bumper grind from the 54 machine of Kevin Ingram. Ingram trying to make up some ground now. Figures it's time to maybe make a little charge towards the front. Closes in on halfway. We're five laps from that halfway mark.
I'll tell you what, if Mike Franklin can keep the wheels under this car, he has got
bye-bye.
One mean machine out there. I mean, he just pulls away
yep.
when he hits the straightaway. Steve Dorr sitting solid in the second with Spencer Taylor right there on his back bumper.
Yeah, all of those have been very patient, not made any major mistakes, and keep some great racing going. We'll get down to those last few laps, and they'll really start to mix it up, I imagine, as they get pretty crazy about what's happening in this Brian Davidson Memorial. Now they're getting that lap traffic again, that 21 machine of Chris Grubb on the bottom. Everybody going to try to go by down the front stretch, but he's going to be side-by-side with fourth as they turn into the one, and he'll be side-by-side with seventh as they come out of two.
Grubb with that wild last lap pass
yeah.
in the B main.
He's just trying to hang on and finish and make sure he gets some laps in because he knows the car's handling's gone away, and I imagine he's one of those underfunded teams, can't buy a whole lot of tires lap after lap and track race after race.
It's really surprising how fast that car of Mike Franklin Jr. is against the rest of this field.
I don't even think he's full bore yet.
It's like he's kind of waiting. Time zone.
He took off, and he wants to run a good hard pace to make them chase him, but I don't think he's full bore because I got a feeling when they roll up behind him and decide that it's time for them to go and try to chase him down, then we'll see some fireworks fly then.
Right now it looks like almost like that the 10 of Steve Dorr might be holding up the rest of the field. That's Spencer Taylor, man, right there with Wayne Morris, Johnny Kay, Kevin Ingram, and the rest of the field now closing line. One of those is Randy Fox.
Yeah, Dorr, getting off the corner really well. Pulls a good half a car length down the straightaway on the 46, but the 46 really closes in the middle of the corner on the back bumper. So I imagine that'll come back to help him out. When they run up on traffic at just the right place, you might see the 46 step out of line and try to make the move early enough that he could recover if the things don't go his way.
Looks like 22 cars still on the speedway after the 30-car start here in the Brian Davidson Memorial 150. So still good field of race cars out there on the track. Some of them showing the wear and tear of the racing. Other ones looking clean.
Yeah, a tough way to start your 2007 season if you've got some beats and bangs and got to change some fenders. But tell you what, it's an awesome, awesome sight to come see this 150-lap memorial race. Beautiful Sunday afternoon. And right now it is all Mike Franklin Jr.
Eddie King works on the inside of the 93 for Jeff Firestein back in the back. He'll take position on that car as a 46 as Spencer Taylor really jacking up the 10 of Steve Dorr, trying to let him know that he's right
Dustin
there.
Dustin Dunn getting the inside run on the 54 now of Ingram. He's going to get back inside of him. They're going to be touching and rubbing and racing as they come out of turn number four. And Ingram, I think, taking exception to the situation, not liking what's happening as he's open and got the door open. And here comes the 29 of Mike Hovis down on the inside. They'll touch. Hovis going to hold the hard line. Now they're really going to beat and bang. 54 is going to get turned around as he goes inside, catches Randy Fox, takes the nose off his car, slides back out to the outside wall. And that was a little bit of frustration coming through as he was just trying to hold the line. Kevin Ingram in the 54. Doing everything he could to hold on to the position, and he winds up in trouble up against the outside wall, headed the wrong way.
So Kevin Ingram getting a little aggressive out there, gets it fired back up, gets it back underway. He's all the way going the other way down the backstretch. Looks like he might take that into the pits. No, he'll just get it spun around and take it down into the infield.
Yeah, he was got nuzzled up the hill a little bit by the 59 of Dustin Dunn. They raced for about a lap and a half side by side. Dustin Dunn finally took over the spot and won the drag race down the straight. And then we turn around and we wind up with on the outside of the 29 And that was Mike Hovis. Hovis running clean, but they got together. He really rubbed out on Hovis, trying to hold him back, couldn't do it. And as Hovis went by, he tried to clip the back of him, I think, and then got spun down or got inside, caught Randy Fox's front with his front. That sent him back towards the outside wall and sent Randy Fox sitting up in the corner with parts hanging off. And I believe Randy Fox trying to make his way towards the pit, see if he can get that piece removed.
Still got that right front fender hanging off on Randy Fox's machine. Kevin Ingram also still on the speedway. Left front fender gone on that machine. Up front, Mike Franklin Jr. continues to lead. Steve Doerr in second. Spencer is third. Morrison fourth. And Johnny Kay, your pit place car.
Yeah, if you've only heard the rundown a couple of times through this race, it's been pretty much the same, those top five. But back behind it, it has been like a duck paddling as people have been really rooting for some racing space back there. So we'll see how this one continues to shuffle out as we approach the 100-mile mark. We're 14 miles, or 14 laps, 14 miles.
14 miles.
It's a mile oval. And there were 14 laps from the end, or from the 100-lap mark, and then we still got 50 to go from there. So still lots of racing going on, 64 more laps to go.
Well, Randy Fox coming back to join the field. Got the body work done on that machine. He'll rejoin the tail end of the field.
Yeah, he went to the pits, got to go to the tail end. That's tough luck because there's some. Hopefully they'll figure out who's actually lapped and go ahead and put him in front of them. But I would imagine he'll have to go to the tail end of the field because I think the 54 would still be on the lead lap and he'd have to go behind him.
All right, looks like they've got the lineup just about where they want it. 87 laps into this 150-lap Brian Davidson Memorial 150 race. Randy Fox going to join the field. Real Racing USA every Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Short Track America Networks. Field showing the one to go sign. Pace truck takes him down into turn number one. Car starting to swerve, get the dust and dirt off those wheels and tires. Charlotte County Motorsports Park pace truck pulls into the infield. Mike Franklin will take him down the backstretch.
Got a Windexy thing.
He'll fire in turn number three. The green flag waves. We're back underway here in the Brian Davidson Memorial 150.
Oh, sorry. Just rooting for somebody. All right, back at it. Oh, whoa. Wayne Moore is trying to get rooted out of the way by Kay. Kay says, hey, we're restarting. I got 64 laps. Maybe I can do it now. Get it out of the way.
Johnny Kay.
Rooting him again.
Right up under the back end of the 98 of Wayne Moore is trying to lift him up and get around.
Hey, look who's there. The 4 of Fox is right behind the 54 who just run over him. See if he gets a little payback here.
The 200 machine in the barrel.
Get under him. Give him a nudge. Say, how do you do, sir?
And Fox gets
out of the way
as the 54.
That was somebody on the radio saying, hey, you better move over because he's a little irritated at you as it is. All right. Wayne Moore is the man on the hot seat. He is getting rooted every lap now. Kay, right on the back bumper. Just getting a nudge. Here he gets him again.
And Steve Doerr now starting to pick up the pace as he closes in on the 12 of Mike Franklin.
We'll see if Mike's got anything
left. A little bit of distance now between himself and the 10.
Oh, way up high.
Oh, yeah, we got him spinning on the backstretch.
Off the wall, the 11 clipped the wall down in turn two as he came off the corner. I saw the smoke fly up, but it looked like he had it handled, and then he kind of came off the wall too far. Somebody was down there inside. He turned back and almost planted it in the outside wall.
Yeah, the 11 car got a lot of concrete dust mashed into them right side wheels on that car.
Yeah, I imagine he's messed up the rear end and the front end a little bit. So we will wait and see. Ah, mercy me.
11 fires it back up, so he's still
Is it me, or do I see the track owner out working turn three, picking up debris?
Hey, Bobby Deal out there working turn number three.
There's a profile you can't miss.
No doubt. Looks like us.
I started to say, it looks like we could be triplets.
You wouldn't see me out there.
There's a thought. All righty then. Let's see.
Bobby Deal taking a page out of John Sapricone's book. Out there working on the track during the race. Instead of sitting up in the comfort of the air-conditioned booth.
Yeah, but John's been known to fill holes and things.
Tom do everything.
This is start laying a little mortar or putting in some asphalt or something.
And if it rains and the infield drains are clogged up, he's out there with the plunger.
Yeah.
If the bathroom's bucked up.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
He does it all.
That's like Bonnie Hill. Bonnie Hill used to always complain about it, but somehow I think she actually liked it coming in on Sunday and cleaning up the grandstands, cleaning the restrooms, and doing all the stuff she could do that could save some money in the long run, of course, and also beautify the place, make it look nice. That's the whole deal. They got such pride in their tracks, the owners and promoters will do just about anything to make them the pride and joy of the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's really good to see these old sunshine stands here. Seeing the aluminum stands down there at the end.
I put a bug in Bobby's ear. I think for Christmas, you know, people get along Halloween, you start decorating. I think you should decorate this place and make it so people could drive out, drive the track, and see all kinds of Christmas decorations.
That'd be a good one.
It'd be awesome, man. Have different communities or whatever come in and put up a special display.
You could see it from the interstate.
You could see it from the interstate, man. That would draw a lot of people. Put lights all over the grandstands.
Hopefully it wouldn't cause wrecks out on the interstate. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Once again, man, yeah. Unbelievable this crowd for a Sunday afternoon.
And they ain't
I've seen some people getting redder.
There are going to be a few of them getting a little new sunburn for the year that they didn't think they'd
get in
the
wintertime. January sunburn.
Check out, I see a little kid, he's probably 14 or 12, standing on the hill way down around the corner. Ain't got no shirt on, and he's about as white as a wall.
He won't be.
Yeah.
He'll be a lobster.
Yeah, he's going to be lobster style here pretty soon.
All right, they're getting the one to go sign.
Okay. As we get them cleaned up and ready to go.
95 laps in. Pace truck pulls in. Franklin takes them down the backstretch. Everybody started to gather up momentum behind your leader.
Oh, accordion, look at this. 54's got 5, 6, 7 cars on that restart.
Yeah, I think he'll have to drop back a little bit.
Yeah, you can't quite get that many. You can get away with it. Somebody misses a gear, you can get one maybe, but he's going to wind up in big boo-boo land for that one.
You know, it almost looks like Steve Dorr has been holding back this whole race.
I think he has. I think he's decided that we're closing in on 100 laps. He might want to see, like everybody else, if he's got enough for him or not.
Now it looks like the 46 of Taylor in the hot seat as Morris closes in on him with Kay right on the back bumper of Morris.
Well, I think somebody got on the radio to the 12 of Mike Franklin Jr. and told him the same thing. Hey, you better want to pick up the wick here and burn it a little hotter.
Oh, we got contact over in turn number two. Wayne Morris goes around in front of the field.
Everybody missed him, I think, except for the 29.
Hovis clipped the right front. The right front of Hovis's car took the left front.
And that's all on McKay. And guess who was right behind McKay nudging him?
Dustin Dunn.
You got it.
Dustin Dunn on the back bumper of Johnny K.
Of course, we don't have anything to do with what the track sees or calls. So there's no telling what kind of thing they saw.
So we will see.
We'll wait and see. Could be interesting. But I know what. Wayne Morris is not going to be a happy camper.
Let's hope he doesn't come out of the car.
He's a big boy come yelling
big
at you.
Big man, big
good
man.
God, he could rip me in half. Must be 6'4" or 6'5", 300 pounds.
Once again, we got to thank the sponsors
for the pits.
Look
at the front end. He's got the front end is plowing like this.
Oh, look
plowing
at that.
Plowing like this, man. They're facing opposite directions, saluting both sides of the state.
Oh, Wayne Morris looks like he's done.
Not
Charlotte
happy.
County Motorsports Park sponsors for this 2007 running of the Brian Davidson Memorial 150, Budweiser, the King of Beers, Pepsi, Ready Ice, All Pro Fencing, Cat Country 98.1, Insane Customs, of course, Keels and Wheels, Karnak.com, Kix 92.9 Country, Prompt Towing, Short Track America, hey, that's us, Bill, Short Track America, Southern Lightning Racing, Sunbelt Rentals, War Eagle Customs, Advanced Discount Auto Parts, BillHuntSpeedImages.com, and Fred's Award World.
Johnny K going to the back of the pack for bringing out the caution with the melee over in turn number two.
So we're going to turn it over to Jason, the track announcer here at Charlotte County Motorsports Park. Bill Green going to go down there and join him.
tonight, coming down here with Jason to talk a little bit about our internet broadcast going great. A lot of folks listening around the country as we've got well over 318 people listening somewhere in the world. A couple of those actually from overseas. We got a feeling we got some guys in Afghanistan who must be some of our guys of the troops are listening. So yeah, it's
you got me fired up on here.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's either the troops are listening, or we've got somebody spying on our American way of life. And they're trying to figure out what's going on.
And they're going, man, they're having fun. We're not.
Wow, what a race so far! As we reach that critical point of about 100 laps done, it's going to really turn out to be a drag race. Franklin having the class act so far, but I got a feeling both he and Dorr may be holding back a little bit, getting ready to hang on for the end of this one.
Right now, I think somebody's not showing all of their cards. I've been watching all day long move from the back of the pack up to the front. That's going to be the number 59 of Dustin Dunn. He is really making his way up to the front. I think he's just sitting waiting, not using up his equipment.
Well, I tell you what, I know that Wayne Morris had to go off into the pit area with some problems with the front end after that contact, and Kay winding up back in the back of the pack. But that'll tighten him up front. That'll give Dustin Dunn and Taylor now in the 46. They've run the Fast Truck Kids for a long time together. They went Fast Truck Pro Racing together. So they've had a lot of laps next to each other. So you can watch for the fireworks to happen there. They're not afraid to step on the outside if they feel they need to get it done.
Also, they got a couple of veterans right behind him. Even though Mike Hovis has got his car wrinkled up pretty good on the nose, you know, sometimes they go a little bit faster when they're wrinkled just right. And right behind Hovis, the big fish himself, Chris Turner in the 98.
I'll tell you what, we're having a blast down there trying to call it from our perspective, and we hear you in the background sometimes getting a little excited, so keep it up, and Charlotte County Motorsports Park is going to be well on its way in 2007.
Definitely going to be the jewel of the South here at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park.
All right. So it's still Mike Franklin Jr., your leader, as they get the one-to-go sign.
Yeah, McKay got the bad boy award, Kay did, for the contact with the 98. 98 went to the pit, so that kind of gives the opportunity for Dustin Dunn, like I was just saying, to really take it to the 46 of Spencer Taylor. They've raced many, many laps in the Fast program, so we'll see how this works out as they go back to green flag racing.
All right, Mike Franklin Jr. leads him down into turn number one. Steve Dorr is trying to stay within a car length of Franklin, but that's tough to do as Franklin got the horsepower down into turn number two. Spencer Taylor in the third spot. Dustin Dunn and Mike Hovis, your top five.
All right, as they keep working it out, the officials taking care of that 54 restart earlier situation, backed him up where he belonged, and now we are starting to see some distance gained as Dustin Dunn not handling like he was earlier, maybe, because he's having a little bit of trouble coming out of the corner, and it's Hovis getting the bumper put to him as the 98 makes the inside move in turn one. They'll slide up, touch
caution,
each other.
Caution over in
and
turn
caution
number four.
Coming back out as we got more tangles in turn four.
Johnny K involved in that one. Looks like one of the 100 cars of Farrell also in that one. Oh, and the 16 of Eddie King and the 40 of Jeremy Goddard. Hard on the binders trying to avoid that one.
Well, I think they weren't paying attention as they were still rolling about 50 miles an hour into turn number three and realized that everybody in front of them was checking up, so they were trying to dodge things. They kind of bumped each other, deciding which way they were going to go. They're rearranging fiberglass as we speak because it is happening all over.
Sheet metal Sunday.
And that's it.
It's got full over there on the back stretch.
Some of these guys are traveling in style. I got some nice motorhomes and haulers nice back there. Checking out things and seeing what's going on.
Farrell in the 100.
Wonder who's got the big 18-wheeler down in turn three. That's one of our. That must be one of the cleanup crew, I bet. Probably the flatbed that they're putting junk on to haul out of here.
Nice to see that big, ugly building that used to be over there. It used to be a fish house.
And that thing had fallen in. I mean, all kinds of things happened over the years. And, of course, the hurricane didn't help any. It sent sheet metal all over the airport out here, I'm told. So, apparently, it was a good thing to get rid of. But There was a lot of big machinery inside. They must have taken off 10 truckloads of metal, just taking it apart and things coming apart because they just crushed it and pulled it up out of the ground. But they had all kinds of situations. They had a big old LP gas tank inside of it they had to get rid of. They weren't sure about that thing, you know, what might happen with it. All kinds of weird stuff.
They used to use it for a fish cleaning house.
Yep, it's been through several different metamorphoses I've heard over the years from people.
All right, 43 laps left to go as we hear Jason in the background. Jason having a good time down there.
Yeah, he's trying to keep him informed, but he's doing a pretty good dance. He's still got four more classes to call when we're done for the day as we get headed out of here as soon as this one's over. But, wow.
You're going to see Larry the Cable Guy. Huh?
Yep, tonight I got tickets for Larry the Cable Guy for Christmas for my wife. Myself and my stepson, Michael, are going to go and enjoy that up in Lakeland at the Civic Center.
Be prepared to laugh your ass off.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I'm sure he'll, if nothing else, I'll be just loud enough he'll make fun of me. There's no doubt in my mind. But I think I'm going to wear my Buzzy Rudiment shirt.
There you go.
He's from Sanford, so if he knows anything about local racing, he'll recognize
he
it.
He was sponsoring, his name?
Yeah, he had a hood on a couple of cars there for a while.
Marty Pierce. Marty Pierce is who he was sponsoring. Pace truck pulls in. Mike Franklin from the top of the green flag. Looks like it's going to take mechanical problems or something else to take Mike Franklin out because
here comes the 11
they
back
just
out
don't have anything for him. Uh-oh. The 11 trying
bigger
to make it way
up. Coming up.
Green flag back out. We're back to racing action.
Dustin Dunn took a peek inside. Let's see. It looks like the 46 been getting off the corner better. Yeah, he does there, too.
Steve Dorr closing right in on the 12 of Mike Franklin. Going to try and make a race of it as they come out of turn number four.
Yeah, as the tires get
12
cool.
Machine
as the tires
really
get cool, Dorr seems to be able to hang with him for a while after for the first three, five laps of a restart. He can stay right on the back bumper and just can hope that one time, sooner or later, Franklin slips in some way, form, or fashion.
Top three cars now nose to tail as they come out of turn number two. 59 of Dunn all by himself in the four spot. Then it's the 98 of Chris Turner as 29 of Mike Hovis stuck on the outside.
Yeah,
starting to grip
back
in the field.
He's
a lot of
backwards.
Front end damage on that machine.
Got a big parachute stuck up in the front. I think he's headed for the pits finally. Got some probably getting overheating by now because he ain't getting air in it good.
Mike Hovis takes his car into the infield as another car as into the pits as the field's starting to dwindle here as the laps.
112 laps in. Guess what's happening? Spencer Taylor starting to pick the wick up, buddy. He was right up on the back bumper of the 10 there for a second and is still right there in the middle of the corners. Look at him close in the middle of the corner. That car can run the middle of the corner. If he ever gets under you, there's no way you can keep behind you through the corner.
Well, like you said, you know, in the early stages after a caution, oh, we got smoke out of the four of Randy Fox. Looks like he might have scraped
brushed
that
wall.
It might have been the 93 of Firestein that did that. But like you said, the tires just start to go away on the 10 of Steve Dorr as the laps progress.
Yeah,
116
King in trouble. He's way up on the outside. Yep, it was Firestein's front tire. Look at it.
Yep. Concrete dust all embedded in the number 93.
Now we're
going
to start to pick up some lap traffic. Look out, the 10 of Dorr getting sideways. Here comes the 46
Spencer
trying to make the move.
Spencer really working on that back
He's
bumper.
Still
of the
working
10.
On the back bumper.
Looks like Dorr on the binders over there in turn number two. Spencer closing right in on him, but he's got the 59 of Dunn
here
right there.
Here comes lap traffic. Maybe that'll help him because Dustin Dunn has caught back up to him as they've battled for that. Here's the 100 off the track again, and he's going to get cranked back up and carry on. Green flag's going to stay out. No harm, no foul, but here comes the leader to catch him.
Yeah, no problem with the two number 100 cars is they're both slow. The 100F of Adam Farrell. Oh, and he gets right up in front of his teammate.
He's wanted to go to the pits, I think.
Oh, we got him bunched up. That's the leaders right there in turn number one.
He wanted to go to the pits, I thought. And he headed up the track to go to the pits, but then he didn't go to the pits. I don't know if he was taking a shot at our leader that went by or what he was after.
Not sure what was going on there, but we got lap traffic involved with our leaders now. Is that worked out perfect for Mike Franklin Jr.
He's gone.
He is checked out.
The 10, the 46, the 59 had to get hard on the binders as the 100s got together because they were all over the place. Now I'm not sure what the 100F is doing. He seems to be holding up the whole field. Now he goes back up the hill, lets them all go by on the bottom. Anyway, let's see if they can mount a charge again as we go through lap 120. We got 30 laps left to go this time by 30 more circuits. A regular feature event kind of thing happening from here. And all the racing's for second, third, and fourth. It's the 10 of Dorr, The 46 of Taylor and the 59 of Dustin Dunn. They are bumper to bumper, and Rubin is racing out of the corner.
Door
gets turned around. Yellow comes out instantly.
And that probably won't play out good for the 46 of Spencer.
We'll see.
We'll see what the
Door
call is.
Door was trying to hold him up pretty good, getting on the binders. Door kept hitting the brakes hard, hitting the brakes hard, hitting the brakes hard. So we'll see if they call it on both of them. It'll be probably the instance I see happening.
We'll see what happens.
As they send them both back. And that will be opening a big door for the 59 of Dustin Dunn, who had nothing was happening with him in that incident. He was still well off the back bumper of the 46.
So as they get past lap traffic, everything seems to settle down. And then Steve Dorr, looking like he got on the binders over there in turn number three. Taylor, with nowhere to go, gets into him, sends Dorr around in a cloud of Goodyear smoke.
Yeah, I think he wants his spot back. And they're only going to send the one. I got a feeling the 46 is going to be the only one. I see him pointing at him. And Spencer Taylor going to be sent to the back of the pack.
Tough break for the 46 of Spencer Taylor.
Yeah.
He had a solid
Even
run.
The crowd thinks there was a little brake checking going on. Should be both of them go back there, if nothing else. So we'll see if they change their tune and send them both. They could still do that and not have a problem with the crowd. But crowd knows that somebody's being rooted out here. And they don't all feel it's fair to put it all in the 46. Young Spencer Taylor just trying to get on the gas, come off the corner. And a lot of brake checking going in the middle on him. And he'll be called for the infraction when a lot of people are involved in that infraction.
Taylor.
He's trying to get to the back of the lead lap, I believe. So he's got to go behind the 40.
48,
if I'm not
mistaken. Behind the 48 of Johnny K.
Okay.
So that'll put, of course, Franklin still continues to lead. Dorr in the second spot. Dustin Dunn now up to third. A lot of front end damage on that number 59 car. So you got to watch that thing for overheating. Then it's the 98 of Turner. And then one of the 27 cars, the 40 of Goddard.
That's what leads me to believe that the 46 of Taylor at some point got in the binders real hard trying to let the 10 get a chance to straighten it out. And that's why he backed into the 59 so hard. So a lot of things play into a decision there, and sometimes it's just positioning on the track is what they leave it at. So
40 car of Jeremy Goddard with the whole right side gone off that machine. Kind of like our cutaway car here, like NASCAR's got.
Yeah.
See the inner workings of a limited late model machine.
Lots of guys getting these Charlotte stripes, man. Got a lot of white in their wheels and stuff from picking it up off these newly painted walls. And
The Charlotte walls down here are different than most racetracks' walls. Most racetracks are solid concrete walls, where Charlotte County Motorsports Park are bricks.
Yeah, they're the big old laying bricks for going underneath certain portions of what I'm told is the old railroad just before it went over a bridge and that kind of thing. So they got a couple thousand of them and stacked them on top of each other. Half of the first one's in the ground, and the other one's parked on top of it. And that's your wall. And it's pretty sturdy because it's got a lot of dirt behind it. But
man. Over the years, I've seen many people try to knock it over. And,
yep.
And wall wins.
Yep, wall wins every time. It'll make a hell of a thud, but doesn't move far.
Yeah, the inside wall that used to be here was something else, too. I was glad to see that one go. All right, figure eight track out there now. So they got some figure eight races they're going to run over the course of the year.
Yeah, we had some pro figure eights out here. Coming down from the Indianapolis Speedrome, and they were kind of showing off.
Yeah,
Don LaValle and the guys. But those are not going to be the regular racers. Of course, it's going to be more of a street stock figure eight racer that's going to be invited down for a weekly show, I think, at some point, or at least a bi-weekly. So we'll see how that works out. I think they'll maybe in negotiations like we thought before, and they'll work it out where they go 1 week to DeSoto and 1 week down here.
All right, pace truck pulls in. Mike Franklin, still your leader.
Let's
Dorr right under his back bumper as the green flag waves.
Yep. Spencer Taylor mired in a big hole as he's back starting in the 11th spot.
So we'll see 25 laps left to go in this 150-lap
late model race in the Brian Davidson Memorial.
That means 11 guys on the lead lap, apparently. So.
And Jeremy Goddard in that 40 car getting ready to break back into the top five after having his problems earlier in this race. I'm not sure if he's a lap down or not, Bill.
I don't think he is, unless it happened recently and I wasn't paying much attention. But right now it is still the 20 or the 12 machine of Mike Franklin Jr. He is just showing the way. And it is a long way out in front of anybody else.
Franklin giving no quarter now as he rolls down into turn number three. Car's on the gas out of turn number four. Starting to get a little jiggle out of that car coming out of the turns. But the horsepower makes up for it as he's still keeping a good 3-4, now 5-car length lead over the 10 of Steve Dorr in the second spot. Dustin Dunn with that front end damage still running third. Then it's the 98. Of Chris Turner and the 40 of Jeremy Goddard, your top five, as laps start to wind down here in the Brian Davidson Memorial.
They are clicking off as we're into 130. We got 20 lap feature event left to go. 20 more times around for the 12 of Mike Franklin Jr. as they roll down into turn number two. 10 of Dorr safely into second. He's well out in front of Dunn. Dunn having to back off a little bit, I guess, with that damage on the front. Maybe the handling's changed just a little. And he's hanging on to third. Then comes the 98. And that's the other 98. So I've got my names messed up.
Chris Turner
in that 98.
Yeah.
So then comes that 40 machine you've been talking about. Now, he's in the fifth position on the track, but he may very well be a lap down, as we're not sure. Oh, something come out of spring out of a car.
Oh,
maybe it's a foam piece. It's a piece of foam.
It's out of the way now.
Yeah. She's over there, and it landed inside the last set of tires. It went right in the last set of tires like a basketball.
That's a three-point shot.
It was just a piece of foam come off of somebody's car. It looked like it was something that would go around the air cleaner maybe or something like that.
17 laps in, now 16 laps as Mike Franklin Jr. crosses the straight.
He's showing the way. There's no doubt about it, and Spencer Taylor not able to mount a big charge now as he's going to still wind up 3, 6, 7, 9. And he's in ninth spot and running out of laps fast as they roll into the end of this one. Most of the guys up on the high side staying out of the way. Good job. And it's still, here comes Spencer Taylor now. He's going to get up behind Kay. Kay's out of tire, I think. Kay keeps slipping coming out of the corners. Taylor may still just have a little bit of tire left as they work into the front stretch.
Looks like fluid starting to come out of the back of the 21 of Chris Grubbs.
Yep. Taylor trying to work hard around that 48 of K. Can't quite get her done.
Oh, yeah, and there's fluid on the speedway as the number 11 loops it over in turn
and
number
the
one.
100. Somebody's gotten overheated or done something, and I wonder if that might be that wrinkled up nose on the 59.
I saw fluid coming out of the 21 car as he was
was it
down 21? The backstretch. So.
Well, that would probably mean that he is either overheated or something starting to come apart after that car has limped for many a lap. He's got to be about 20 laps down by now, and that may be the issue. And we may wind up with a 13-lap or about a 10-lap sprint to the finish because we're going to keep counting cautions, I believe, right up until that last 10 laps. So, things happening fast, and it's going to be even faster as we get ready to get prepared to go to the end of this one. I'm going to get up where I can get relaxed and enjoy the last 10 laps of the Brian Davidson 150, and it's going to be a wild one, I got a feeling.
All right, we might have a little bit of cleanup over there. I'm not seeing the broom crew head over there yet, so.
Tell you what, let's take care of a couple of sponsors real quick so we can keep them happy and keep you happy.
Right. Have you or someone you know experienced injury or death caused by someone else? Then the number you need to call is 1-800-332-1992. That's the number for Q Auto and Injury Attorney. Leonard A. McHugh and Associates can help you achieve the justice you deserve. You've seen Leonard McHugh racing in the parts truck series, and Q Auto and Injury Attorneys have sponsored racing divisions at tracks across Florida. Trust your case to the sponsors of the Q Motorsports Family Student Racer Scholarship Program. And Q Auto and Injury Attorneys don't just handle injuries resulting from motor vehicle accidents, they also handle all types of injuries. So whether you've been injured as the result of a defective product, a motorcycle accident, for medical treatment, for nursing care, or of course an automobile accident, give the Q Auto and Injury Attorneys a call at 1-800-332-1992. Remember, if you or someone you know experience injury or death caused by someone else, call McHugh or call for more information about the McHugh Motorsport Family Student Racer Scholarship Program. 1-800-332-1992. McHugh Auto and Injury Attorneys.
All right, the field's shown the one to go sign. Mike Franklin Jr. takes him down into turn number three. The green flag waves with 14 laps left to go in this 150-lap Brian Davidson Memorial 150. The 21 of Chris Grubbs, slow on the backstretch. Now he'll get back on the gas out of turn number four. And Randy Fox goes up in smoke on the backstretch, just pumping that smoke out that right side of that machine. Looks like engine failure on the number four of Randy Fox.
Definitely gone away somewhere because it just blew, and it is still coming out the header, and he's shut it off. He's rolling, just coasting. He'll need a push from there, but that could be another little bit of a cleanup as he's killed a few more mosquitoes down the backstretch.
Pay a couple more bills, Bill.
Apparently. How far did we get? I wasn't here.
Just through Leonard's.
Dayton Andrews Dodge is closing out 2006 in racer-friendly style. Dayton Andrews Dodge on the corner of 22nd Avenue and 34th Street in St. Petersburg, just off I-75, is offering great racer specials for the end-of-year savings. Buy now any new or used car, truck, or van at Dayton Andrews Dodge and tell them you heard it here on Short Track America. They'll send $500 of your racer special deal to sprint car driver Greg Leonard and his wife Vera for the David Leonard Foundation. Looking to help racers in need? That's your racer-friendly Dayton Andrews Dodge five-star dealership. Dayton Andrews Dodge, corner of 22nd Avenue, 34th Street North in St. Petersburg. It's the little drive that saves a lot and gives a little more. 727-321-0500, the number to call for Taylor Andrews at Dayton
Bud
Andrews
Light
Dodge. Tell them Short Track
Real
America
men
sent
of
you.
Genius.
Today Evergreen Development Construction Company Mr. is Pro more than just a land clearing business. They help you from site inspection to blueprint design and construction. C.J. Carberry and the Evergreen crew guarantee your satisfaction in every aspect of site preparation and facility construction. Call Evergreen Development Construction Company in Tampa at 813-202-8008. That's 813-202-8008. Or give them a shout at 813-478-8847. Evergreen Development and Construction Company, the only company you'll have to call. Evergreen.
Well, welcome back to a special edition of Inside Florida Racing as we're live from Charlotte County Motorsports Park. Rick Angies and Bill Green here with you for the entire morning and afternoon here as we've been going leading up to this Brian Davidson 150-lap Memorial Race. And it has been a wild one, and Mike Franklin Jr. having it all go his way so far, but boy, behind him, they have been kicking and fighting and gouging.
The fenders have been flying, quarter panels been jumping off, the whole side of the car has gone from the 40 at Jeremy Goddard, who is made his way up into the top five.
Let's see, in third we got the 59 of Dustin Dunn wrinkled up, he got underneath the 46 earlier, the 40 is in fifth right now on the track anyway, and he's torn up. 27's got a big rub down the side. 48's touched the wall once, I think. The 127 took a spin earlier, and he's been beating and banging, got rub marks on both sides. You can hardly tell he's got three numbers. Then behind them comes the 5, got damage in the front.
That was back in the B main right there.
Yeah, I know. And then the 93 of Firestein has touched the wall. The 100 has touched the wall. The 100F has touched other people. The 11 has touched the wall.
The 11 whacked the wall.
Yeah, he whacked it pretty hard. And then back behind them, we still got the 21 of Grubb, the guy who has limped into this one, beating and banging in the last chance race, finds himself several laps down, but
still,
on the track.
Still on the track.
So we've lost a lot of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 cars still rolling of our original 30.
Wow. So 14 cars out of this one. Some of the cars that went out early, Doug Moff, he got into the back of somebody early in the race, went into the pits, they worked on it hard, come back out, made one lap, took it back in, retired it. Randy Fox just popped the motor. He's gone in this one.
He's going to finish 15th.
Randy popping the motor, he won the B main race earlier today. Seems like it was days ago, doesn't it?
Takes a while.
So is the sun starting to
head down towards the west. The field gets the one to go sign.
Ain't nobody left a seat, brother.
Nobody's going
nowhere.
They
may have gone to the potty or grab them a quick ice cold Pepsi or something, but they have not left a seat.
Pace truck pulls in.
Almost sold out, I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah, almost sold out of beer.
I'm getting out of here early then.
Had to go down to the distributor, call the emergency number, get some.
Green flags out. We're underway. Mike Franklin on the gas.
We are racing, and Franklin going to let her all go from here, brother. He has got to hang on for these next 13 laps, or it is going to be a waste of time to run 150 green flag laps in the lead and not wind up winning it. Down out of turn number two, they are still trying to get up to speed. Everybody trying to get their wind and get the butterflies out. See if they can't settle in and make something happen. Dustin Dunn really slipping and sliding out of the corners as I think the tires are finally going away on that one.
And still got a little bit of oil dry down there in turn number four, so they're going to have a little bit of trouble getting hooked up over there in four. But the number 12 of Mike Franklin has very little challenge during the course of this 150-lap race as the 10 of Steve Dorr tries to close in. But the horsepower in that number 12 machine shines through as they go on the gas down the backstretch into turn number three.
Well, some of our back markers may come into play. We'll see. They're running pretty slow as we go through lap 140. We got 10 laps left to go. 10 more times around for our Brian Davidson Memorial. And the 5 and 127 still take an issue about 20th spot. They are taking big issue.
Man,
we're talking
contact.
Issue into
right
the wall.
Head on into the wall. Cairo Vaughn.
Neither one of them would let up. Neither one of them would call a truce.
And that 127 machine is destroyed on the backstretch.
Yeah, you saw him come out of the corner. 127 got sideways. 5 got the bumper underneath him, laid on him. They rubbed through the corner through 1 and 2. The 127 came back down to the bottom, rode him towards the grass. 5 stood on the gas. 127 stood on the gas. When they hooked up together, they went right into the outside wall as hard as you could go, straight ahead, and they hammered it.
Robert Regula in the number 5.
Safety crew in there quickly as they try to make sure the driver's okay. And apparently
also involved in that one in 93 of Jeff Firestein as he sits dead over the water over in turn number 3.
Yeah, as they bounce off the wall, they caught the front of him. So I think he's going to need a wrecker. And it has been a difficult finish to this one. Still got 10 laps to go. Got to have 10 good hard green flag laps. But, wow.
And Cairo out of the car, so that's a good sign as he's moving around. He's outside of the car, but that's a grinding crash over there on the back stretch.
He knew it was coming, too, because they both stood on the gas. You see the tires spinning off the grass for the 5 as he came back up the hill and just hammered into the outside wall.
Yeah, they had even gone on the inside of the rumble.
There's the 5 rolled back out now. He's about to lose some quarter panel, I think, on the outside, but they sent him on back out trying to think that hang on for the 10 laps they got to go.
Jeff Firestein climbing back in his ride.
And 127, the driver's looking. Look at him on the back stretch.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking for him.
And
he's
they're
looking
taking
for that
down.
5. Let's watch him close. We'll see if that'll be the action-packed portion of this show here in just a second.
K-Robon.
As he's walking back towards the pits. Nah, he's really walking back towards the back of the pack. It's the same general direction. He kind of letting everybody know, I'll go to the pits on my own, and let's see if he makes a beeline for that 5 car.
And he said,
I want to have lunch with you. I want to have lunch with you. Come on back.
Yeah.
Come on back. I want to talk to you about going out to dinner.
I don't think they'll be going to the Red Lobster anytime soon.
Well, they may be. Somebody will be red. Somebody will be lobster. Yep, that was a tough one, but I know it was just they're both frustrated, having a rough long day, and getting down to the end of it, and you just let it get too much to you, and you just hammer it hard, and 127 is going to be working on his car for 3 weeks, and the 5 is only going to be working on his for a week.
I think they're going to be working on a new car for that 127, and that was a hard lift.
Oh, it
the
was.
Backstretch.
That's what I said. He's going to be working in 3 or 4 weeks trying to get that thing squared out. Even if he tries to save that clip and save the frame, clip's gone.
93, Firestein took his car into the pits.
Well, that keeps helping. Let's see the 46 of Spencer Taylor, doesn't it? Because he'd be up in the top 6 here. 3, 6, May 7th. And we got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 left running. So we've lost 17 cars.
Well, looks like the 100 car might be making his way back out onto the
hey, everybody's going to go away from this and going, hey, I went to a demolition derby and a late model race broke out.
Yeah, that looks like a demolition derby is the 127
oh,
heads off.
Oh, my gosh.
That
front
is
wheel is back side by side with the transmission.
That car is done.
Wow.
So, K-Row Vaughn.
And you knew he was going to hit it hard because they were both pushing hard. He's unlucky. Unfortunately, you're the guy on the outside. You're going to take the big part of the blunt.
Going through some kitty litter on the back stretch there.
Yep. By the bag or by the pound, kitty litter on sale.
Well, just when it looked like this race was getting ready to wind down.
We keep thinking that it starts to get a little boring for three or four laps. You can tell in our voices we're kind of getting, well, what are we going to call? There's nothing to talk about hardly. And then suddenly somebody stands on it too hard, runs into a corner too hard, or does something to keep it at least interesting.
That young man with an armload of Pepsi.
We will stick around for the winner circle interviews, but we may not get down into the tech shed clearing. We'll make sure that Rick will at least check that for us and get the word to us, because we'll get a story on the internet, I'm sure, later about this race. Uh-oh, I got my cell phone up here, buddy. I'm still trying to kill us. There we go. We need portable microphones, man. We're killing
each
other. We're trying to tie each other at. That's just ice. I've been sucking on it a little bit.
Once again, we want to thank all y'all for tuning in today's Inside Florida Racing broadcast of the Brian Davidson Memorial 150, the beginning of the Winter Nationals and Speed Weeks for us here at Real Racing USA and Short Track America.
Hey, if you want us to come to your racetrack, we don't care where you're at in the country. You can be in Iowa. Give us a call.
Give us a call.
We can fly out, set up. Be ready to go in about 15 minutes.
We'll get Mike Peters' airplane, and we'll fly on out.
If you got a DSL hookup, wireless, whatever you got, we can be there. We can do it for you, and we'll have
cheap.
Fun doing it, too.
Cheap?
Oh, real cheap, man. You pay for the bed, the breakfast, the food, and the beer.
Food might be a little bit.
I'm saying you're almost
making it. Between me and Jack, that could be a lot of money.
You're almost done with the payments. Pay for all that. We just want to go and be there. We just want to have some fun and get some places. Check it out.
Jeff Firestein in the number 93.
And I think we're going to actually make it at least for the Saturday night up in North Forest Speedway.
Right, the USCS race.
Yeah, the USCS race. We'll be there for that one. So I think you'll hear that one next live on our Inside Florida.
There'll be a couple rudiments racing in that modified race, right?
You won't be Buzzy, but it'll be his brother.
You got Buzzy's T-shirt on.
Yeah, we'll be having Big Wayne Rudiman and Pookie. Wayne Jr. will be up in that one, I believe. Plus Danny Martin Jr., Kenny Adams, Terry Gray. God, there's a whole list of people there.
It's going to be a great one.
Going to be in that one. And you know who's really making a name for himself?
Who's that?
Brendan Gaughan.
Brendan Gaughan, no doubt.
Kenny Adams' stepson is really come on strong. That kid, you know, he can't claim that he's part of the, you know, got it through the bloodline. He just got it from being around it all the time.
Yeah.
He just learned from memory. Look at Firestein. He caught the butt end of the five.
Ooh, man. Brand new race car. Look, really good looking race car when this race started.
Not anymore.
It's gone.
Heinz Collision Center is the only thing you can see, and that's on a very, very back end.
It'll be heading to Heinz Collision Center come Monday.
Yeah, it'll be there soon. All righty then. Let's see. I wonder if anybody's getting close on gas, because I bet you we've done 220 laps.
Yeah, that could be an issue. At least 220, probably more than that, Bill. All right, field lineup looks good. And Bud climbs back up into the flag stand. The lineup looks good. Mike Franklin Jr. is our leader. Steve Doran second. Dustin Dunn is third. Chris Turner is fourth. And Jeremy Goddard up to the fifth spot.
All right. Hey, there's some of the Miller clan. I remember that Miller girl. That's one of the Miller kids, isn't it, in the red?
No.
No?
No.
Well, yeah, like five daughters. They get lost in a crowd. All right. Let's see here. I think a lot of the crowd kind of thought that the five should have been set down, too. That was the way it looked.
But he's
everybody
still out
pointing.
There.
Yeah, everybody pointing.
Pace truck pulls in. Mike Franklin will lead him down the backstretch.
Could be the last restart. 10-lap dash for the cash here, folks.
We've said that four times already.
I know, and I'm saying it again because here they go. Out of turn three, back towards four. Green flags going in the air. We are racing and could be going right to the end of the Brian Davidson 150.
Mike Franklin Jr., who's taken the lead from the drop of the green flag. Got to remember, earlier in this race, there was a question whether he'd even be able to hold on to his position because there were several restarts to the beginning of the race before we got this one underway. But Franklin takes lap 141 in his 150-lap race.
Hey, here comes the 46. He's got the nose underneath the 48 down the backstretch. The youngster, Taylor, trying to take over one more spot, see if he can make one more position, and he's going to get her done out of turn number four.
Spencer Taylor driving it deep down into turn number three. Gets on the inside of Johnny Kay, takes over that spot. Now he'll start working on the 40 of Jeremy Goddard for that fifth position.
Trying to break into the top five. Look out up front. They're staying a little bit closer to each other as they're really bearing down and hammering. We've got seven laps left to go in this one. Just seven more times around.
Spencer right on the back bumper of the number 40 of Jeremy Goddard, the 48 of Johnny Case, trying to stay right with him. Spencer Taylor, though, wanting to get into that top five after being sent to the rear.
Next time by, only 20 left-hand turns to make, 20 more corners to go, five laps left in it as they cross the line this time.
Looks like Steve Dorr got a handful of that car again as he's getting squirrely coming out of the turns. The 59 of Dustin Dunn having to get on the binders to avoid contact with the number 10 of Steve Dorr. As he closes right in out of turn number four, they'll cross the stripe and he'll be right on his back bumper. Uh-oh,
smoke starting to show from the 12.
Mike
12
Franklin
showing a lot of smoke suddenly. See if that comes into effect. As he gets into the corner, it really smoked up in turn one. We'll see if it maybe just broke a tire free or something. But it sure looked like as he got into the corner, it smoked up real hard. So he may have locked up a brake is probably what really happened.
And Dustin
now we
Dunn.
Got him. Now we got him, Dyson, as the 59, Dustin Dunn, trying to make that move on the 10, gets into the back of him out of turn two. The 10 gets sideways. Dorr hangs on to it and hangs on to the second spot. But the tires
showing
are
double
all but
sticks
gone.
As they cross the stripe. Two laps left to go. And Dustin Dunn going to make a race out of it now as he's right on the back bumper of Steve Dorr. They'll head into turn number three. Dustin Dunn setting them up now as they come out of turn number four.
White flag
flies.
Last lap as they go down into turn number one. Dorr in that second spot. Dustin Dunn wants it down the back stretch. Will he try to take it away from him? He's right on the back bumper looking back down to the inside. Lap traffic for your leader, not a problem. Out of turn four, wire to wire for the 12 of Mike Franklin Jr.
Steve Dorr in the second spot. Dustin Dunn is third. Then it's Chris Turner and Jeremy Goddard, your top five. The Brian Davidson Memorial 150.
All of that unofficial till they cross the scales, but we are glad to bring it to you. Hope you enjoyed it here on Short Track America and our opportunity to bring you some more inside Florida racing as we kick off the 2007 season at Charlotte County Motorsports Park, where they have really put the show on today and are trying to make sure that you drop by and see them and enjoy some great racing action. 30 late models took the green flag, 13 managed to finish.
Well, Bill, I'm going to step down there in the winner's circle, and we'll see what's going on down there as Jason's down there with the mic.
Yeah, we'll have to kick Jason back up here on the backside of this program and see if we can't get him to get some words of wisdom down from our winner as he took a victory lap, burned the tires a little bit off of it, but there wasn't a whole lot of tire left to burn, of course. And then we get the opportunity
taking his victory lap, getting his
to hear what goes on downstairs. Here goes Jason down into the winner's circle.
Commanded this race from the drop of the green flag, taking the steering wheel off out of his car. Long 150-lap race for Mike Franklin Jr. right here in the number 12. Got his belts all done. Taking a breath, climbing out of the car. Your winner for the Brian Davidson Memorial 150, Mike Franklin Jr. Checkered flag in hand, going to jump down off the car, going to get himself an ice cold Gatorade right here in the winner's circle at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park. Getting a hug and a kiss right there. Everybody coming up, congratulating him. Bobby Deal congratulating him. Got the whole crew out here on the field. Once again, put your hands together. Your winner right here with the checkered flag in his hand, Mike Franklin Jr. From the drop of the green flag, Mike. From the drop of the green flag, You got your car out front. Nobody could touch you. It looked like you'd sit there a little bit and then just start to pull away. You keep it nice and easy on them. Just gave yourself a nice cushion, drove a real good clean race. You worked the lap traffic great.
Well, I don't know about a clean race. Me and Steve got a long, long, long history. And anytime you put me and him on the front row of a race, it means this much and pays this much money. You're going to get a bunch of grinding and rubbing. So apologize to the fans for the chicken crap way we started that race. But that's just part of it's how bad everybody wants this race. This is the fourth race I've done with this team here. And we've been in position to win them all. And last year was probably my biggest heartbreak. Coming off turn four with five to go and bust a tire leading the race. So I felt like this race owed me. Not that any race ever owes you anything, but race was, talking about the race, it was really good. Once we got in the lead, like you said, we pretty much just maintained a pace. I was real worried about, hang on, let me take a breath.
Go ahead, take a breath. Mike Franklin driving a hard race today. 150 laps underneath the South Florida hot sun here at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park. But the car looked great all day long. It didn't bobble once.
Well, you know, I'm not a real big fan. I'm a big fan of Bobby Deal. I tell you what, everybody here owes this guy a lot. He really turned his place around, and I hope he continues to do well. But I'm not a big fan of this. A lot of different engine combinations. I am now. Yesterday when we got here and practiced and there's that many cars, nobody likes racing with nine cars. When you come here and have 30, 35 cars, whatever he's doing is working. So hats off to him. But, you know, we just get it. We maintain a good pace. They tell me about every five laps where Steve was at, what kind of times you were running, and just pretty much just took care of my stuff.
There you go. That's how you do it. Your winner today, the Brian Davidson Memorial 150, your winner, Mike Franklin Jr. Going to come back here to your second place finisher over here talking to everybody on his team. Got the second place trophy up on top of his car. Car looks like it's in one piece here, Steve. I tell you what. Pretty good race. Caught some heat from that boy from behind. He was working you pretty good, but still got a second-place finish out of it. Your second-place finisher, Steve Dewar.
Yeah, we had a decent finish for me. The power steering or something seemed like it quit early in the race. And the guy that set the car up this weekend, Ricky and John and Troy and Dick and all the guys back there, they did a great job helping, and Pee-wee and Mike, but just power steering or something right at the get-go. That's on restarts. I could run 5-6 laps with him, and then I just get whooped and couldn't keep up. The car was probably a little better than I was there the last 50-60 laps. Lucky to bring it home where we did, I suppose.
Good deal, good deal. Any sponsors you want to thank today?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Race Car Engineering, Gagels Auto Parts, and All Star Performance Products. All you guys for coming out to the first race out here with a new owner. It seemed like it was a great turnout. Hope you enjoyed the races. Sorry I kind of held up the train and made for less excitement than maybe there could have been, but just trying to keep where we were. Thanks for coming.
There you go, your second place finisher today in the Brian Davidson Memorial 150, Steve Dewar. Going to come back here to the young man, number 59 of the battle-scarred car, Dustin Dunn, finishing third. Pulled it off. I was watching you early, and all of a sudden you started coming on real strong towards midway in the race, and you were there at the finish, got a third-place finish out of it, Dustin.
Yeah, we started on low air pressure, so it took a while for us to get up to speed, but once we got up to speed, we worked our way slowly up through the pack. I wish I would have got through there faster so I would have had a run for the win, but the car tires got real greasy at the end, so I had no forward bite getting off the corner. That's why I couldn't get under the 10 in time, but I had a good run.
There you go. Any sponsors you want to thank, buddy?
No sponsors right now. Actually, we're looking for them. If there's any here that want to talk to me, come to me because we got a long season coming up this year, and we're working off my dad's pocket.
There you go. Got to hop on board this boy right here, finishing third, the Brian Davidson Memorial 150. Dustin Dunn finishing third today. Going to come back up here. Got some tickets we got to draw out of the hat here real quick. Bobby McKnight, what's this one for, Bobby?
That's the bicycles they're giving away.
This is going to be for the bicycles we're giving away out front. So, kids, get your tickets. Ticket number, pink ticket number, 234903. 234903. Okay, check your pink tickets. This is for the other bike. 234-433. 234-433. Those are for the bicycles. We have our ticket for the 50-50 ticket drawing. Make sure you check them right now. Could be walking out here with some cash. Blue ticket. Ticket number 893-9788. 893-9788. If you have that ticket, find Cindy. She will get you hooked up with your money.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from Charlotte County Motorsports Port, Motorsports Park, I want to thank you for listening to Short Track America today. We look forward to seeing you again real soon here on the Internet. Make sure you take time to click on us and check us out. Read the race blog each and every day and find out all the information there is to know about racing across the states and across Florida. Thank you so much, everybody, and good night.